Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. Thank God for you tuning in with us on today. Amen. We are here and we praise God for you and we give God the glory for all that he is doing in our lives. We just thank God for the blessings that he has. Amen. And we are delighted. We are delighted to have you to tune in. I'm trying to get things together here and we just praise God for all that he's doing. Judy Jacobs here. Listen to this for a moment. God bless you. We had a little technical difficulties there, but we are back now on track, and we thank God for you tuning in with us. This is Reverend Ulysses Morgan, and I'm here with you. Amen. On Let's Talk Bible, and we're going to go into the Word of God with you today. Amen. Give you a word. We thank God for those of you who have been listening, tuning in to this broadcast, and we hope that it has been a blessing to you. And tonight is no exception, for we have, glory to God, a message for you from the Lord. We thank God. We thank God for your prayers, and we thank God for all that you're doing. So get ready to tune in now to hear the word of the Lord for you today. Tune in right now and get your pencil and paper. We're going to get ready to bring to you a word from God. And we want, amen, those of you who are listening, we want to just say to you, we appreciate you and we thank God for you. Amen. And hopefully that this broadcast has been a blessing to many of you. This is the purpose that we come on the air so that we can be a blessing to others. We don't get any finances for this. Amen. Although we'd love to, but yet it's still we still want to do what God has called us to do because the reward that God's going to repay his people with is far greater. Amen. You cannot work for God and not get paid. We thank God for you. So hopefully you will get a tremendous blessing out of this message tonight. We taught it on Sunday. Amen. And it got tremendous results from people who have been blessed by it. And we want to share it with you on tonight. Glory to God. And I would that if you would get on the phone and call somebody for next broadcast on next Monday. I know you're probably listening by your phone now and you can't do that, but be sure to have somebody to tune in. Somebody you may know just may need a word, and God will answer their prayer. We thank God for you. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 492 in Cordial, Georgia, and we ask that you write us and let us know. Amen. A word of testimony from you. We thank God for it. Now, we're going to go to our topic for today, the topic is coming back. That's the topic that I used on Sunday. That's the topic that I'm using here on Blog Talk Radio. Amen. And we are going to read the scriptures from 1 Samuel, the sixth chapter. And starting at the 13th verse, and I want you to follow me if you have your Bibles with me as we read. And it says, "And they of Bethlehemish was reaping their wheat harvest in the valley, and they lifted up their eyes and saw the ark and rejoiced to see it. And the cart came into the fields of Joshua, the Bethshemite, and stood there, where there was two great stones, and they clave the wood of the cart and offered the kine or the cows a burnt offering unto the Lord." Amen. Unto the Lord. And I want to bring your attention to the verses that read that they were weeping in their field, and they looked up and saw the ark and rejoiced to see it. Amen. And the cart came into the field of Joshua. Amen. It's coming back. I want to bow your heads and let's go to God in a word of prayer. If we would, Father, we thank you right now for this broadcast, and we thank you for all that you're doing in our lives. As we read this word, scripture, this Bible, teach on what you have allowed us to hear from this word of God. Let your anointing flow through these airways in the name of Jesus, that prayers may be answered and spirits may be uplifted. Amen. And a light will shine on in many that hear this. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Glory to God. All right. We talked about this. Now, the first thing that I want to bring your attention to is that it doesn't matter. There are certain things, as I mentioned before in one of my broadcasts, that we don't really have to constantly pray about. We don't have to continue to pray about, because there are things that have been ordained for the people of God, especially according to your calling. Amen. God has already ordained some blessings that will come your way. Amen. Deuteronomy, I think, 28 declares that if you do certain things, he said, "I'll bless you in the city, I'll bless you in the field, I'll bless the fruit of your basket. You shall be the head and not the tail." And you have to understand that, because there are many of you that are going through certain things today, glory to God, and in this dispensation, and in this time, in this 20th century, it seems that things ought to be getting better, but it seems as though they're getting worse. Glory to God. And many of you right now are trying to make ends meet. You're trying to do things, amen, according to God's will. You're living for God. It seems like everybody else is prospering but you. Amen. And you're living holy. Everybody that's not even thinking about God. But I'm here to tell you that God is not going to be left in the background when it comes to you. Amen. And when it comes to you praising and giving him glory and serving him, you are getting ready to explode. God is getting ready to bring you forth like you've never seen before. And it's going to even surprise you, because when God gets ready to do something, he does it in a big way. Glory to God. There are many things that God has for you, and there are some things that you had. The enemy stole it. He took it. Amen. He stole it from you. I'm here to tell you today, you can believe it if you want to. You don't have to, but I'm here to tell you today, God is getting ready to bring back what the enemy took from you. He's getting ready to do it. Glory to God. What happened here in this Bible? We find that God was punishing the Hebrews, the Israel, and so what happened, that the Philistines came in, and God allowed the Philistines to conquer Israel, and in the process of conquering them, they did something that was not lawful for them to do. They took the Ark of the Covenant. They took the Ark. Anybody know anything about the Ark knows that the Ark was the symbol of God's Spirit. Amen. It was an anointed, anointed vessel. It was an anointed vessel. Amen. There were only the priests to touch it. Nobody else could do it. The Ten Commandments and other artifacts was inside of it. It was overlaid with gold. And the Philistines knew that the Hebrews were blessed according to the ark that they had. They could never before conquer or do anything to the Hebrew nation because of the ark, which was a symbol of God being with them, amen, and fighting for them. And And so what they did, they, in the midst of conquering them, they took the ark away. And the Bible declares, if you could read it, amen, 1 Samuel, I believe it's the 6th chapter, if you would read it, 4, 5, and 6, if you would read it, you will find that when they took the ark, they took it and put it inside of their temple in the midst of Dagon, which was a huge statue of stone. It was a false god, amen, a false god that they worshipped that had no power. Because anything you make with your hands, you control, and you cannot make something and then cause power to be in it. Glory to God. And so what happened is that when they put the Ark of the Covenant, God's presence in the temple with Dagon, and they closed the door, they came back on the next day, and that tall stone statue had fallen over on his face. I know there was marble because they understood this thing was heavy. What man could push this over? It couldn't have been done. But you cannot occupy the space of God with an enemy, with the devil. Something has to bow down. And guess who it's going to be? Glory to God. That's why the Bible declares, what fellowship have righteousness with unrighteousness? So they stood the stone back up. When they stood the stone back up, glory to God, that they came in the next day. When they came in the next day, it had fallen again. This time the head was off and the palm of his hand was off. The Bible said it was nothing but a stump left of that false god that stood up in the presence of God. Amen. I'm here to tell you there is nothing that can stand up in the presence of Almighty God. And when you have God inside of you, there's no enemy that can conquer you when God's presence is with you. Glory to God. Now, what happened, they couldn't understand this, but they start getting sick. They start breaking out. The Bible says in hemorrhage, glory to God, they start getting sick. And they were dying from this, and they couldn't figure out how, but God had to have spoken to somebody in there to let them know the reason that they were dying and getting sick. And they come to the conclusion is that they had the God of Israel in their midst that they took, and it did not belong to them. And so what the priest of the Philistines had told them, said, what we must do is get rid of this. Now, if we give it back to the Hebrews, they're going to be powerful again. So let's give it to another country. They gave it to another city, and they start breaking out and dying. And they realized that it was the ark, amen, that they had, that the Philistines took from the people of God. Amen. And so they decided to give it to somebody else and not to give it back to Israel because they didn't want them to have the power. And you've got to understand, I don't care who it is, glory to God, when something belongs to somebody else, you've got to give it up. Israel, if you notice, did not come and fight for it. They did not come and ask them for it. They just waited because what belonged to them was coming back to them, and no one could have it. These people were getting sick, and they couldn't understand it until God revealed it, and I thank God that they had enough sense to submit to the will of God and not hold on to it. Now, they passed it down to 3 or 4 cities, and the last city that had it, glory to God, looked up and said, wait, here's what we got to do. Nobody else wants this because they understand the power that it possesses and they understand that it does not belong to us. So what should we do with it? Amen. And one of the priests says, we need to give it back to whom it belongs to. Glory to God. And everybody agreed. But they said, wait a minute, we can't give it back like we got it. We can't give it back like we got it. Amen. We're going to have to dress it up. We're going to have to put some a trespass offering on it. We're going to have to, amen, show that we are humbly sorry. So this sickness, this disease, this affliction, this peril, amen, this oppression, amen, this depression, all these things, we got to get it off, and we can't get it off until we give back what don't belong to us. And Israel did not pray to a degree. They did not fight for it. And when they got to the point of deciding to take it back, they put gold and they put silver on it. And when they put the gold and silver on it, 2 Samuel 6 chapter, glory to God, they put the gold and the silver on it. Well, the 1 Samuel 4, 5, and 6, they put it on there. And they put two oxen on there, and they said, let's just let them head in the direction. And if they keep going in the direction of the Hebrew nation, then it is because our sickness is because we took the ark from them. We took something that did not belong to us. If they go in a different direction, then what's happened to us is just happening by chance. It is supposed to happen. Those oxen went straight to the Hebrew nation, the Israelites. And this is where we read where it came into the field where they were reaping their wheat, and they looked up and saw the ark coming into, amen, their area, coming into their field, coming back home. Nobody was driving it. No human was with it. Amen. The oxen came, and they were pulling it. And the oxen knew the direction of where to take what didn't belong to nobody else but them. He brought back what the enemy took from them. And he's going to do it for you. Whatever you've lost, whatever out of your hand, whatever was took from you, whatever the enemy stole from you, I'm here to let you know that God's going to bring it back. You don't have to keep praying, because if it's yours, it's coming back. You don't have to fight for it. You don't have to, amen, curse nobody out for it. You don't have to go seeking for it. You don't have to go looking for it. It's about to happen. It is about to happen. Glory to God. There's some blessing that's going to happen, glory to God, and I already see it. God told me this year, and it's going to happen this year. Me and the wife was talking about that today. Blessings are getting ready to come. We feel it in our spirit. It's about to happen, and many of you that's listening to me, you feel it in your spirit that something good is about to happen on your behalf, and it's the Spirit of God confirming he's about to bring back to you what belongs to you. Amen. What the enemy took, he's about to bring it back. Glory to God, glory to God. When that oxen came in there while they was reaping the fields and gathering their wheat, they looked up and saw it, and they rejoiced. I'm telling you, they were glad to see it. They were going about their business, and while they were going about their business, God was doing his business. Amen. And these people, these Philistines, these other nations that had the ark, that stole the ark, that tried to keep it from its rightful owner, started being healed. Amen. Started getting to normal, glory to God. Their normal routine, they started being healed because they released what didn't belong to them. I don't want anything that doesn't belong to me. You shouldn't want anything that doesn't belong to you. Glory to God. I don't even want a title that doesn't belong to me. Glory to God. If I'm not supposed to be an apostle, I don't want to be one. I only want what God has called me to be and what he has caused me to have. Glory to God. And he's going to do it for many of you that's listening to me. I am not teaching. And I know that many of you, amen, may not like the sound of my voice. You may know me real well, and it just seems like, amen, you just can't grab a hold to what I'm saying. But there are many of you that hear me because there's a confirmation in your spirit about what I'm saying. God is about to do it for you. This is an answer to your prayer. God had you to tune in to hear this word tonight. Get ready for it. Get ready. Prepare for it. Don't worry about it. Don't. You ain't got to do all that praying about it. Thank God for it. Amen. Thank God for having it, glory to God, because what's yours is yours, and no weapon that is formed against you is going to prosper. There's no root worker, there's no palm reader, there's no soothsayer, amen, that can take away from you what God has given you. Whatever they try to do is just going to bounce back and reflect on them, glory to God, because God is on your side. No weapon. Amen. And I see the budding of an almond tree, which is an indication that he's going to hasten his word to perform it in your life. Get ready for it. It's about to happen. It's about to happen. There are things that have been preordained from God for God's people. Amen. And for God's people to have, sometimes it gets away and sometimes it is stolen. However or how the ever, if it's rightfully yours, it will come to you before you leave this earth. You've got to understand that, because God promised it, and he is a God that cannot lie. His promises stand sure. He doesn't make vows that he can't keep, and he'll take 1,000 years worth of blessing and bring them to you in one day, and they will run after you and overtake you, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Glory to God. Your men given to your bosom. It is for you. It is not for you to worry about it. It is not for you to fret about it. It is not for you to cry about it. It is not for you to try to negotiate about it. It is not for you to swindle about it. Glory to God. It is for you to give God the glory and wait until God fixes it where it returns to you, one way or the other. These people got sick, and in their sickness, they still refused to send it back, and many died because they stole something that wasn't theirs and refused to give it back. God is getting ready to give you back what's yours. Things that you haven't even seen yet. Your eyes have not seen, your ears have not heard, neither has it entered into your heart, the things God got prepared for you. Glory to God. And for them, Isaiah said, they wait on the Lord. Glory to God. Well, when it came back, David looked out and he saw it coming back, and David was so happy. And this is 2 Samuel 6 chapter, that he got out there and he started dancing and playing in the spirit. Glory to God. In his ephod, which is a towel wrapped around him, and he got to giving God the glory, he got to giving him the praise, and a lot of people don't agree with that, and they don't do that, and we don't do it like this in our church, but I'm here to tell you, if you go down low enough, when God raises you up, there's something in you that can't help but to jump up and clap your hand and give God the praise and glory, because you will know that nobody could have done this for you but God. Nobody. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Nobody could have done this for you. God's going to prove himself in your life. Somebody whom I'm speaking to right now, I don't see you, I can't hear you, but God's getting ready to restore to you. Amen. The years that the palmer worm, the canker worm, the locust, the caterpillar has destroyed, he's getting ready to destroy, and your latter is going to be greater, amen, than your former. How do you see this house in its first glory, and how do you see it now? How do you see this person in their first glory, and how do you see them now? God is going to get ready to put a whole new light on you to shine. Get ready for it. It's coming back to you. It is coming back. David danced. And as David danced, he didn't care who was looking at him. He didn't care who was criticizing him. He didn't care nothing, but he saw the presence of God coming back into the kingdom. Amen. He saw it. Glory to God. And I'm telling you, he's getting ready to bring it back to you as well. God is good all the time. God is good all the time. Now, here's when David danced, the Bible said his wife was at the window, Saul's daughter, King Saul's daughter, and criticized him because he danced in a tower. He was supposed to be the king. He was supposed to have a certain kind of persona with him. He was supposed to have a certain type of integrity to him, according to how she felt, glory to God. But he heard that, he understood what she was saying. But David was a man that he didn't care because he saw the glory of God. He saw his power. He saw, amen, his praise. He saw his God coming back into the kingdom. He understood that his God didn't forsake him. His God didn't leave him. Amen. His God was with him always. His God was coming back. And he gave God the glory for all that he has done. It is time, amen, for us to give God the glory for all that he has done. Glory to God. It's coming back to you. And this you can bank on. All you have to do is stay with God. All you have to do is stay with him, believe him, glory to God, and watch it come to pass. And it'll come to pass before you leave this world, because God is a God that he can not lie. We must understand these principles. This is what I wanted to bring you today. This is what I wanted to bring before your forefathers. This is what God had me to give to you. Oh, I can't really preach it or express it like I really want to, glory to God, because I'm sitting here speaking to you, but sometimes I just want to get up and shout and give God the glory, and it's just to know what he's going to do. Sometimes, and even in your life, those of you that are listening to me, it may not have been done yet, but give him the glory, because just to know what he's getting ready to do is worthy of praise. Glory to God. It's worthy of praise. We've got to understand the system of God. Amen. So we thank God. We thank God for what he's doing. So I'm telling you to get ready, because it's about to happen in your life. God is good all the time. My time is almost gone, but I want to tell you that it is a privilege to be able, amen, to come before you on these airways, glory to God, and to let you know what thus saith the Lord, because somebody's getting ready. I really would want you, if you would, to sit down and write me P.O. Box 492 and give me a word of testimony to let me know, amen, who it is, so I can pray with you as well and rejoice with you as well and give God the glory with you as well, because I'm coming back into your life. The blessings are coming back into your life. What's yours, you are going to get it. Hallelujah. Rejoice with it, just like David did. Dance with it. Give God the praise. And you're going to always have critics, but those critics, glory to God, can't stop the move of God. The soothsayers can't stop the move of God. The enemies can't stop the move of God in your life. Amen. So rejoice. Amen. Rejoice and be glad, because it's about to happen for you. God bless you. My time is gone, and we thank you right now for allowing me to come in to your homes or wherever you may be. Tune in next week, because next week, amen, we're coming back and we're giving you another wonderful word from the Lord, an answer to prayer. This is Reverend Ulysses Morgan saying to you, God bless you and keep you is my prayer.